We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this is not somebody's elaborate joke. That is really Gwen Stefani sitting right there. That's her on the Zoom. I can't believe it. I thought someone might have been playing a prank on me, but I guess not. Gwen, I love the song, Purple Irises.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think that there's something comforting about saying that Gwen Stefani has new music.
Really?
I feel that way. The world is changing so much and it's going, everything's going by so fast, but here's Gwen still writing new music and releasing new music.
Aww, that's so sweet. It makes me feel comforted because I think that like when you are somebody that has written songs your entire life and it's the one thing that you feel like you can contribute to the world, like this is what grounds me. This is my gift. This is my the one thing that makes me feel value, you know, to stop doing that would make a hole in my heart. So like, even though you haven't heard anything new, I have been writing songs for the last, you know, since 2020. And even though maybe I don't share all of them, it's just part of like who I am and what I need to do. I think selfishly, actually, because I have to like find like stolen moments to go in the studio. And cause you know, I am a mom first, you know, yeah. I do shows. I have my makeup line. I have my incredible husband. I have like my family first. So it's like hard for me to find excuses in my brain to be like, I'm going to go to the studio and write a song that nobody's waiting to hear, but you're saying they are. And that makes me
so when you have a song and how hard is it to sit on it? Like, and how hard is it to, it's like, I want to get this out to the world. And now here it is.
Well, that's a really good question, actually, because I had been writing a lot in the idea that I would put a record out, you know, because when you do that, when you put a record out, when I do that, it's like the greatest thing to be able to share, because the songs typically are not make-believe songs. They're about real things that happen. And when I go in the studio and I hit on that, these songs that I feel like are literally being channeled to me from God. Like it's not anything that I don't take responsibility for them, especially the ones that resonate with other people. It's like, how is that happening? That is a miracle that is beyond me. And so when that happens, like a song like Purple Irises, when I went to write that song, you know, I'm always anxious. I'm always like, is God going to speak through me today? Like, I know mm-hmm. this sounds like wild stuff, but there's a lot, all the stuff out there that is invisible is the wild stuff. You know what I mean? Love, hope, dreams. It's not something you can put your fingers on, you know? And so I remember driving the studio that day and I did have a lot on my mind and I was praying like, please let me write something. And the title, as I turned on the street, just came. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, that's the song. And weirdly, that was the one that I landed like in the place where I knew that like, it's hard because you're competing with your old self. I'm never going to be like, you know, just a girl or the Hollaback girl, or, you know, mm-hmm. I was those people. They're still part of me, but I'm not going to go backwards to that. I have to go forwards to who I am right now. And I feel like stylistically and lyrically and melodically, that song Purple Irises landed me in the island of me now. And so after that, I went on to write a bunch of songs that felt like, okay, this is the collection of songs. I love those other songs, but it's not like I sat in the parking lot of my house and like listened to them a billion times and they spoke back to me and I learned something about myself through the song. So to answer your question, I'm very long-winded. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I definitely feel like when I hit on that kind of a song, it's like, I don't even care. I do want to share it. And I do feel like excited about, is it going to do what it's doing to me, to other people? And I am addicted to that feeling.
When I heard the song, it made me sad a little bit in a way. Huh. When you say it's not 1999, but this face is still mine, it makes me think that it's a coming of age. We're growing together. Our relationship is growing together. Is that what you intended?
I think that it doesn't matter what age you are, because I have children and my youngest just turned 10. And I've noticed this with all of my kids, like the month of their birthday, they start acting weird. Like they start regressing a little bit. And, you know, the children, I think what they're really doing is mourning. They're mourning the loss of being a baby. They're growing up and they kind of, we all know as humans what that means, what we're getting closer to, this like mystery of life. And I think that like we all like want to mature and get better and see the future and get there. But we also just know that that means like we're getting older and we're not going to get to be that version of ourselves anymore. And I think that this song kind of talks about love in that way. Like I think with the purple iris reference, with the flower reference of like planting seeds of love and watching them mature and that point of blossoming and then knowing that that's not lasting. There's nothing that lasts in this life. And that is sad. But at the same time, I think that sometimes if you try to focus too hard on that and not be in the moment of the truth of like, no, I'm overthinking this whole thing. We are in love. This is true love. Like be in that moment and stop trying to like analyze everything and miss the moment, which is impossible because we're just broken humans here. But I think that that's something that I've always been trying to work on lately is just, this is like right now I'm talking to you about a song I wrote. Like it's so incredible and I'm going to marinate in this moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Staying in the moment, but at the same time, you must be experiencing a lot of nostalgia this year because obviously No Doubt is reuniting in April at Coachella. I want to say that you came through here with No Doubt. I want to say it was 1996 or 1997, and I was texting my sister, Stacy, and I told her that I was talking to you, and she was really, really jealous because she reminded me that No Doubt was her first concert back in 97. And I took her to the show and she's like, yeah, your car broke down. We almost didn't make it. We missed the opener. But when you think about getting back together with No Doubt this year, is it all like just riding a bike and do all the words come back to you and the old feelings come back to you? Or do you think it's going to have a different feel?
I don't know what the future holds really, but I, in my mind, I feel like it's going to be like riding a bike, and I think it's going to feel so good because, you know, I've been on a journey with these guys for a long time. And I think that like everything in life, like artistically, I think it's always great to collaborate with new, fresh people. I think that that's one thing that makes you grow, you know, and then it's also really great to be back with your core group of people. And I think that being back with them and being able to like celebrate like all of those years, and not just for us, but like for the people that care. I think what got me the most excited about this was the unexpected excitement that people were putting out there about this. And that made me feel proud. That made me feel like just excited. And it's just, it is a miracle. I mean, we were already a band like 9 years before you saw us back in 97 or whatever. At that point, I think we were like 11 years or something. And yesterday I was at Walmart here in Oklahoma getting some groceries for Blake. And it's like, you go in there and you're just, I was by myself and I was like, oh no, what's going to happen? And these little girls kept coming up to me and they're like, is it okay if we have a photo? And I'd be like, let me think about that. You know, were you a good girl today? No, I was just having a lot of fun with them. And at the end of like, I think three times these kids, like, you know, 11, 12 years old, I'm like, how do you know me? And they like reached in for a hug afterward. And I was like, God, it's just something that feels so good about just being around long. Like it's, you're never going to be new. You're always going to only be new one time. And that's an amazing feeling as well. But like to be lasting and to be able to have like songs that are just, you know, people are discovering now that are young is just super cool. So Coachella is going to be a celebration of all of that, and tie a bow, I think, on the No Doubt like family, to be able to celebrate everything we've done all this time. It's crazy.
I go back to what I said. It's comforting. It's comforting to have you there. It really is. It's a good feeling. I know that we're out of time. I could do this for another hour, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing this. You are a throwback to when artists would do radio interviews. You know,
I love talking to you. And it's really like, again, normal, like in normal life, you don't just like get asked questions and then talk about it and think about it. It's very therapeutic. And I appreciate you. And thanks for listening to the music and playing the music. And it's so fun to share this new one with you guys.
Great talking to you. All the best. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.